Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, welcome, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two with Joshua Case, who's my grandson. And if you haven't listened to part one, you should go back and walk through it. It's a beautiful description, Kathy, of what it looks like to follow God. Mm-hmm. And he was both desiring to do that, willing to do it, took his time to do it, knew that God had to direct traffic, not him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't get ahead of it, didn't get behind it. It was really kind of cool how, and we got to participate in that, to see it all happen, where he wound up with supply chain in business as a major. He's now finished his junior year, and this is his senior year, which he's leaving tomorrow to go back to Baylor to finish. He was able to have an internship with Lockheed in out of Dallas, although this year he could spend most of the time in Colorado as a in supply chain. So he got to learn a lot of things and grow a lot of things. So let's talk about your next year. One thing I did want to, before we get into that, would be you got pretty active in it's outdoor adventure, and you became, you know, kind of a significant player in that at Baylor. So describe what that is, and then how did you get involved with it, and what part did God pull you into in terms of your own joy of that, as well as what you were learning in that? Because it's kind of a cool thing that Baylor has, and that he got active in. So, you know, how did that all happen, and what was interesting to you?
Yeah, so I grew up here in Colorado, so I was very outdoorsy. I was applying for housing at Baylor, and I honestly did not know what I was doing at all. And I saw they have a bunch of like living learning communities where, mm-hmm. you know, some of them are 2 year, some of them are only 1 year. And I was looking at the ones that were interesting, and I applied for the engineering and the outdoor adventure. Mm-hmm. And my thought was that
those are two very different living learning communities. Yes,
definitely. And they're on two different sides of campus too. Mm-hmm. But I honestly like just had the thought of, oh my gosh, I have to apply to one, all of these, otherwise I'm not getting housing. Like, I don't know how this system works. So I applied and, you know, was looking and got a notification before school started that I got into the community and the program, and, you know, got to be a student in it, got to go on amazing trips and be mm-hmm. led by really cool people, and had a great, you know, holistic first year. And so I'm trying to remember, it was like in April, I think, of that year that, one of my leaders was walking by, and applications were literally due like before our director walked into his office. And so she was coming out and was like, you know, he's going to be here in 5 minutes. Have you applied? And I was like, you know, I've got all this other, you know, I'm juggling engineering and everything else. And so,
and
like,
still ROTC at that point too.
Yeah. I've got way too much stuff. Like I'm not doing it. And she's like, you need to do it. Like I'm going to make you do it. And she's like, what's the worst that can happen? Like you don't get it. Oh no. So I applied, and, you know, I was just like, sure. Like I'll, you know, leadership sounds great. Sounds cool. You know, and I was really looking forward to, I think, a position where I was at the time a sophomore. So I was a little bit of an underclassman, but I was still leading, mm-hmm. and I was still having the chance to be in a supportive role. And little did I know that one day took off until even now, to where I've gone to many places around the country. I've, you know, got to lead so many different kids and so many different students with great desire, great aspirations, as well as struggles and challenges and so many things that like you can't even imagine. And being able to use your relational skills, use those, you know, communicative skills. And I guess now I'm teaching intermediate biking.
Oh, wow.
Which is a process in itself, because I'll totally be honest, I am not the most avid biker. I love biking. I am not good at biking. Mm-hmm. It is just, it's a very complex sport, especially when you're doing downhill mountain biking. It's it's a lot of fun, but it's...
Got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. And it's great. It's a great time to, I guess, kind of use my skills in a very different way and really tap into my relational leadership style, which I very much enjoy.
When you go on these outdoor adventures, is it generally like a two or three day type of thing where the kids go, you go somewhere?
Yeah. So our program has exploded since in a very positive way since I think that like my year. A lot of it is the fall semester is usually packed because we're doing a lot of bigger trips, a lot of 3 day trips. We have fall break, which is, you know, a 3-4 day trip. And we like deploy many, you know, freshman groups to different areas of the country during that time. So it's a lot of managing logistics, managing, you know, gear, transportation, you know, people.
Some of your supply chain training comes in handy there too, right?
Yeah. And mitigating risk, I think, is our biggest priority. And I will say we are very effective at that. And our goal is to continue to be very effective at that. And so a lot of good people, a lot of hardworking people. And just a great enjoyment for learning about, you know, ourselves in the outdoors, learning, you know, how do we do when we challenge ourselves, you know, give us, you know, the ability to do something hard and then walk away from it and lift your head high and stand on that is very cool to see.
What has God taught you about leadership?
No, there's a lot. I could talk for hours. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is honestly patience. Boiling it all down to that, like there's just the ability to just stop yourself and to listen, to observe, and then plan and then react. Because it's very, very easy, especially in the outdoors, whether it's, you know, emergency situations or, you know, you're talking to someone in a conversation that is way beyond your expertise. Just having the ability to just stop, to listen to them, to listen to what God is saying. And sometimes that may even be, don't say anything, you know?
Yes.
Like there's that too, of just having the humility of recognizing that, you know, you're not going to solve this. And, you know, how can you help people in the greatest way to become the best version of themselves? You know? And I think that's honestly what our program really strives to do and effectively does. And, you know, obviously a lot of it is, you know, you pour in what you pour out. And so I think this program has definitely poured a lot into me. And I'm this year for sure is, you know, my chance and my opportunity to do the same.
So that's great. So as a leader in that, just quick question, if you don't mind, as a leader in that, do you still live in the living learning community or do you get to live off campus? Do they need you to be in that dorm with the younger ones coming up or how does that play out?
I don't live in the, I live off campus.
Okay.
Honestly, I spend most of my time in that dorm.
Okay.
So I'm doing a lot of visits, a lot of interactions. We have two community leaders, both a male and a female, and they're awesome people. They live with them.
Okay.
They do all of that. And then we're kind of just more of the instructor role. We play more technical, I guess, leadership role. But then we get the opportunity to go in as relational as we want, which is really cool. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, my sophomore year, I got to really just dive in on the ground floor with all of them because I was there like sole leader. And the person that they would come to for, you know, looking for, you know, random stuff, just not even outdoor related. Could be just Baylor, could be academics, could be whatever. We're their support. And then junior and senior year, that's where we kind of step up into a more functional support role where we become, okay, how can we help our sophomore leaders develop our freshmen?
That's great.
Like I said, it's a more technical role and it's a more supportive role, which I very much love to do because I get to see, you know, the people that I taught relationally, I get to teach them technically and I get to watch them lead too. So
that's
it's
great.
It's a ton of growth. It's a lot of watching people just overcome their challenges and, you know, whether that's relationally or whether that's recreationally, like they get to experience hopefully a lot of fulfillment. I feel a lot of fulfillment, but
right.
It's great. Yeah. I love it.
The one thing that we've got to obviously see Joshua grow up. Lynn and I noticed pretty early leadership skills. You know, it's one of those, anybody can become a leader, but some people already have a bent toward that. Joshua always had that where he would just step in and, you know, and do a variety of things, you know, even as in grade school and in high school and then college. And so it's kind of fun knowing that that's true to see God develop that.
Absolutely.
Himself, you know, and all these different things that he got involved with and exercising leadership skill, which means it's going to continue, you know, going forward. So as you now enter in your senior year to finish out your major and then wind up going into a career, and then ultimately you might even be able to go get a master's in something new, but how are you viewing and looking at where and how you would know that God selects your position of where you're going to then go to work after you graduate?
Yeah, kind of the same way of processing like I did my major. I think I have a very different perspective than I did freshman year because it was very gritty and it was very like this way or that way. You know, the intensity of, I have a lot less of the intensity for this decision. I think the biggest thing is seeking out information because I think that gives at least myself a good peace of mind as well as just realizing, okay, I have the information sitting here and now it's, you know, which one are we choosing, God, and asking that question. And so I think I, you know, for this one, I just listed out a bunch of locations, a bunch of cities, a bunch of states that I, you know, can see myself living in that I think I would enjoy myself living in, but then also being open to, you know, other possibilities and other avenues that could be presented. You know, granted, I have to let God present those options and bring that forth. But, you know, it's just a matter of having that patience to, you know, sit back and evaluate what's best.
Yeah. And as you think about the kind of work and the kind of culture that you want to get into, you know, what is at the moment, what are some of the important things for you as you evaluate those that are important, are just important for you that God will say, I'll provide this. And remember, when we are seeking, it means what we call due diligence, that as he has opportunities, he's then got to explore these things that God said are kind of important to you. So what are some of those things that are important to you just in a job or a career?
I think my biggest thing is the people. I have learned that throughout all the stuff I've done over the past 3 years, like there have been good teams, there have been bad teams, there have been, you know, good times, bad times, frustrating.
Do you know events. The difference between a good team and a bad team?
Yeah,
we do. It's kind of easy.
Yeah. And part of that honestly falls down to the leadership involved. And I think, you know, I read a book that was talking all about leadership and ownership and seeing how the effectiveness of ownership in a person can determine the output of a team.
Right.
And honestly, like that's what I look to a lot right now is, you know, even in friendships of how, you know, what is your owner? And I'll be honest, like I'm working on this too, of just the humility aspect of being a leader and understanding that responsibility, you know, because even James 3 talks about, you know, not everyone should be leaders.
Like, right.
That's just a hard fact. And the reasoning is because it is so crucial that, you know, your thoughts and your words and your actions are all pointed towards God and they're pointed towards a, you know, a righteous way of living. And it's not perfect. and we know it's not, we live in a sinful world, but you know, you're, you know, not also falling to what the enemy is having you do.
Mm-hmm.
So back on, you know, the question of who, where do I go? Where do I decide? You know, those people with those attributes of ownership, with humility, with, you know, cooperation and teamwork and wanting, you know, not just the best for themselves and, you know, looking for, you know, how can I help my team mm-hmm. the best?
Yeah.
Because when you have that attitude as a leader, then everyone on your team will also follow that.
Yeah. So company culture is going to be very important to you. Yeah. And that will be an indicator, you know, of part of where God is leading you is looking a deep dive into company culture and what is promoted there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as you, you know, enter into, just like you did with your supply chain internship, outdoor adventure, you know, as you look at your career, you know, is it clear to you that it's going to involve leadership positions on your part, that you're going to enter into something, but leadership development is being a leader, you know, as he developed it. So are you feeling good about that and embracing that that's where God's taking you?
Yeah, I think I'm very like in a, I think a very good headspace of, you know, I know there are going to be issues, but I know that, you know, my team has my back and I know mm-hmm. that they have really good intentions to where this is going. I think we've very much focused our, you know, even in the last 2 years of, we've really focused our attention on the Lord and realizing that there's so much we can do with this program that's dedicated to serving God.
That's great.
Which before I think was, you know, not to anyone's fault, but just was very like, you know, this is just kind of a side thing of, you know, we go outside, we go have fun, you know, but well, now it's,
we'll do a prayer and then we'll go off and do it.
You know, but now we're dedicating time to the Lord. We're implementing, you know, ways to, for our students to get out there into the community to serve mm-hmm. the community, to serve God. And I'm very much excited to where this year goes because mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of potential. And I think that there also comes a lot of, not ability to screw up, but ability to just be prideful with that.
Yes.
So, you know, taking a step back again and just having patience, recognizing that, you know, this is God's work, this is God's program, and mm-hmm. these are God's students. And where do you go from that with, you know, where do we go from here with that?
And how do you cooperate with the work he wants to do in each of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the, you know, because I deal a lot with discipling business people. If all of them could learn, could have learned, would have been influenced by what Joshua's learned and already about leadership, about following God, about patience, humility, but, you know, taking a leadership position, which is, you know, this is where we're headed and let's go and help, working with his team to build that, their life would be a lot better. And we're excited. And Kathy will, once he gets everything settled in his career, we'll have him back and say, okay, what happened? Because he's going to approach it the same way. Father, take me to where you want me to go and I'll go. And it's in line with who he is and his skills and his interest and what's important to him. This is what we call God just gives you the desires of your heart is I want to sync up the career with who you are, you know, and what I call find the sweet spot, which is a moving thing so that, you know, he'll start in a business and, you know, 3 or 4 or 5, 10 years later, he might be into something else, but it'll just be a continuation. So thank you, Joshua, so much for sharing. It's a joy for Linda and I to know the person that he's becoming is and how he walks in life and lives a beautiful way of walking with God. It's a great reminder to us that even ourselves is, you know, relax and let God lead you instead of us. So it's pretty fun. So it's an honor. It's really an honor.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love getting the update and seeing what God has done in your life in the midst of all of this. And just your example of seeking God at every turn, being present. Like one of the things that I've heard as a theme throughout is you were present in the moment.
Yeah.
you know, and really engaging with where God has you and seeking that and then allowing him to grow that. And that's a beautiful example for all of us. And I think just the leadership we see that God is developing in you, I see it making a big impact everywhere. So thanks for sharing that so authentically with us today.
Yeah, let me pray over him. Heavenly Father, we lift up Joshua, and we just know that this last year now is really important. I pray for favor with his outdoor adventure work, with his major that he's going to finish in, with his school classwork, and then finding the place that you have for him in his career to start next year into the work world. And so we just pray for continued leadership development, for a heart to follow. We know that he'll be a great influence, both in the work itself, but also in helping people understand what it means to walk with you. And because he has an openness to share his faith and to invite people to that. So we just pray for a great trip, safe trip back down to Baylor, joy as he steps into this next year, and that you would give him great favor to experience all that you want him to have. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Josh, and sharing. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.